Hi everyone. So this is a very big week for us with our mindfulness program. And last week I introduced some breathing exercises, and this week we're expanding on our breathing and adding in some mindful movement with that as well. So I just wanted to touch on the term pranayama, and in yoga, pranayama is, it is a breathing exercise. So prana is our energy. It's the same as ki or chi that sometimes you'll hear me refer to. But prana is the yogic term for energy, and pranayama essentially means breathing exercise. And pranayama is the key to really experiencing your yoga practice with mindfulness. This is because the breath holds a powerful connection to our strength, our stamina, and our stability. Let's for a moment think of some sports that actually require really control breathing, and one of the ones that I thought of was you know, these free divers, these guys that can dive far down under the ocean for really long periods of time, so, and they remain underwater for long periods of time without actually taking a breath. So you know, you really need to have real strength, stamina, and an ability to remain centered, remain focused. So learning how to control your breathing to be able to participate in these types of activity, they really require lots of practice and lots of discipline. And the same goes for yoga practices, meditation practices, these mindfulness practices that I'm inviting you to play with. So everything requires this practice and a sense of discipline about it. So breathing also requires practice and discipline, because breathing correctly is absolutely critical for all of these activities, and it does take time for us to develop almost a managed awareness of our breath, and this is so that the mind, you know, particularly with these free divers, they need to practice this managed awareness so that the mind doesn't, you know, override the automatic breathing response system. You know, when the CO2 builds up in the body and we take that involuntary breath system. So these guys who are practicing the free diving, they really need to practice this so that the mind doesn't automatically override the breath system. So this is what we want to do with our pranayama practice, right? Is we want to practice so that we have a real disciplined and managed awareness of our breath. So for us, pranayama, or breathing exercises, can take us from an automatic breath cycle into an autonomic breath cycle, so that managed awareness of breath. And like I said, last week we practiced some quite simple breath awareness and one-point breathing exercises. And this week we're going to go that little bit further. So as you proceed through the next 12-week mindfulness, or 8 weeks of what's left of the mindfulness program, is we're going to also have a look at some other pranayama techniques that are commonly used in yoga. But this week, we're going to look at deliberately slowing down our breath. We're going to look at expanding our one-point breathing into deep abdominal breath work. So what I'd like to invite you to do now is to check out the deep abdominal breath video that I've done, and go and practice that a couple of times, and then go along to the audio and some of the attachments as well. Have a look at those And in particular, look at the audio on slowing your breathing down, okay? So this slowing of the breath also incorporates a little bit of breath holding. Now, just a little word on breath holding, right? So this is what a lot of what the free divers do, but I'm inviting you not to breath hold for long periods of time like these guys do. But I wanted to just gently touch on the benefits of learning this managed awareness of our breath and practicing holding techniques. And we're going to do more of it over the next few weeks. But generally, the benefits of practicing breath holding techniques is it includes a calming, so it has a calming effect on our body. And it can also improve our health. So it has this vasodilation effect on our body. And so, you know, the blood vessels, they dilate, and then more blood is seemingly pumped around the body, and particularly to our vital organs, our brain and our heart, right? They also have found that there's this bronchodilation effect, so that when you hold your breath, say, after an exhalation, more air is likely to enter into the lungs on the next breath, okay? So the little bronchi of the lungs dilate with this breath holding, and, you know, it opens up the lungs for more breath to enter. Now, practicing this breath holding technique is not for everybody, you know, I think for obvious reasons, but in some cases it can be contraindicated. So if you have, you know, medical conditions like circulatory disease, blood pressure issues, you know, you suffer from nausea, dizziness, headaches, you're pregnant, I do not want you practicing any breath holding techniques that we might be doing. But I'll touch more on that a little bit later on when we do some breath holding techniques in a different setting. The breath holding techniques that we're going to do in the slow breathing exercise, it's very minimal. But again, if you do have any of these medical conditions that, you know, that I've listed, and they're also going to be in one of the attachments, please do not practice any breath holding techniques without at least talking to your doctor first. All right, so that's me. Please go and practice your pranayama techniques. Have a look at the deep breathing video and listen to the other audio. And remember, always be mindful, guys. Take care now. Bye.